Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and to proceed in an orderly fashion to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people of these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table in the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise for your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or table for consideration at a future meeting. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening or to remain online to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. These proceedings are available to be viewed live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that that decision will not be final until the written findings of fact are approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we ask that you turn off for the duration of the meeting. And there is a button at the front when you're at the podium. Make sure that you hit it so the green light is on when you're speaking. Thank you.
First case.
Case number 12,872, Roland and Lisa Bell seek a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a proposed structure, sections 115.34 and 115.182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the corner of Beach Avenue and Pierce Avenue, approximately 818 feet east of Coastal Highway 1. The 911 address is 2 Beach Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 334, map 23.06, parcel 93.00. The applicant is seeking a 4.43 foot variance from the 10 foot rear yard requirement for a proposed elevator. The office received 3 letters of support, 0 letters in opposition, and 3 mail returns.
Good evening.
Good evening. Board members, Council Sharp, members of the planning staff, and members of the public. For the record, my name is Paul Ewing.
I need to try again, sorry. Mr. Bell is present this evening along with Christopher Patty of Becker Morgan, property owner's architect, as well as Timothy O'Hare, Mr. Bell's contractor. I also failed to mention that Mrs. Bell is also present this evening. The property owners have submitted a variance request for a proposed elevator at their property. With the submission of the applicant's application, they also submitted exhibits A through G that are included with the information that's already in the record. I'm also going to hand in some pictures that were taken of the property just to show the current condition. There's no structure currently on site, which will become very important, as you'll understand in a moment. So before delving into the details of this variance request, some of you, I don't know, maybe only Dr. Carson may remember this site previously. This property was specifically subject to 2 previous variance applications. And so I'd just like to briefly go through the land use history to provide some context. So first, the Planning and Zoning Commission previously determined that Pierce Avenue, the property, um, is actually the front of the property and subject to a 10-foot setback requirement. And then the Beach Avenue side of the property is considered the corner front, and this property orientation was sought for and granted by the Planning Commission by the previous owners of the property. Thereafter, on March 20, 2020, the applicants appeared before the board for case number 12425, and they requested variances in connection with the remodeling of the then-existing home. And those variances specifically concerned the proposed elevator that, again, is requested and subject of tonight's application, and variances for the then-existing dwelling. Those approvals, however, and specifically the elevator approval, lapsed May 5, 2022. Moving on, case number 12587, on August 2, 2021, the applicants appeared before the board and requested variances in connection with the development of a new home, having determined that it was more economical to build a new home than to renovate the existing home. And so the board granted variances. Those were all concerned and related to the proposed balconies, and those variances are still valid, and for that particular case, the approvals lapse October 18, 2024, and that was as a result of a one-year extension that had been granted by this board June 6, 2022. So now focusing on the request that's before you today, the current variance request seeks an approval for a variance. Our calculation was 4.37 feet from the 10-foot front yard setback requirement along Pierce Avenue for the proposed elevator. The board should recognize that this requested variance is similar to the variance requested and approved in 2020, but is actually less than the previously approved variance. It's equal to that was equal to 5.34 feet, so approximately a foot difference. And that approval, as I stated, has lapsed. So due to an oversight, the applicants, upon applying for building permits, ended up learning that the elevator-related variance had lapsed. And of course, that's the reason that we're here before the board this evening. And as I stated, all the other approvals have remained valid as confirmed by Planning and Zoning Department and the Building and Licensing Department. And of course, the applicants also learned of this issue once the home had been demolished. And so as you can imagine, the lapse in approval has caused significant hardship for the property owners after they have already gone through the process, especially with DENREC, to obtain all the necessary approvals that are already in place, with the exception of this variance for the elevator. As I stated, the then existing home has been demolished, as evidenced in the photos I submitted, and materials have been ordered. Unfortunately, the property's existing constraints make it impossible to design a new home that incorporates an elevator shaft without the requested variance. Related to the variance request, it's essential to consider the constraints imposed by DENREC regulations on the property. So this particular property is subject to the regulations governing beach protection and uses of beaches. And there's this process called the four-step process with DENREC that you go through with respect to properties that are subject to this building restriction line. And that process specifically limits the buildable area compared to adjacent properties and dictates the placement of the proposed home. And in this case, DENREC's building restriction line also dictated the location of the elevator, because they asked that the elevator be placed on the west side of the home to the greatest extent possible. And the applicant has obtained, as I stated, all those approvals with DENREC, and they are valid through May of 2024. I should add that the decision to build a new home was made in part due to the complexity of reworking the existing structure to meet the DENREC requirements and to incorporate the elevator. Before concluding, I'll address the specific criteria. The board, pursuant to sections 115-209 and 211 of the code, has the authority to grant area variances like the one requested here this evening. And of course, no such variance shall be authorized by the board unless it finds that the applicant has complied with the five criteria that are set forth in the code. And the note I know that all of you are familiar with, I won't read them into the record. But I will address each criteria now. To address the first, the property is unique as it is a long, narrow lot subject to significant DENREC building restrictions, creating a limited and constrained developable area. The property is adjacent to beaches of the Atlantic Ocean, and much of the easterly side of the lot is undevelopable due to the DENREC building restrictions. As such, the proposed dwelling, and therefore the elevator, must be located towards the western side of the property, adjacent to Pierce Avenue, as required by DENREC. The applicants need to construct an elevator for their elderly relatives and for themselves upon use of the home in retirement, but are unable to do so within the limited and constrained building envelope. The property's unique conditions have created an exceptional practical difficulty for the applicants who seek a reasonable addition of an elevator that this board had previously approved by a greater deviation than what is requested this evening. To address the second criterion, the exceptional practical difficulty is not being created by the provisions of the code. Due to the uniqueness of the property cannot be developed with an elevator in strict conformity with the code. The location in the front of the proposed dwelling is necessary for the reasonable use of the property for a number of reasons. First, wheelchair accessibility. Proposed driveway is located along Pierce Avenue, and then obviously the elevator there is too, so we need proximity from the driveway area and parking area to the elevator itself. Visibility in the event of an emergency, it's important that the elevator shaft specifically, is located in the front of the property. Convenience to locate the elevator there as well, as you'd be accessing and loading things from your car, unloading things into your car from the elevator and going back and forth between both. Aesthetics and architectural integration as well, making sure that the elevator wasn't standing out in an eyesore and uncharacteristic with other improvements in the community. And then finally, DENREC, of course, this is probably the most important, required that the elevator be located as far west as possible. In terms of the third criterion, the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. As discussed, the property has unique conditions with respect to the DENREC building restriction line, which limit the applicant's ability to reasonably develop the property. And as I've stated now a number of times, DENREC has requested the location of the elevator here. In terms of the fourth criterion, the variance, if granted, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property or be detrimental to the public. There was actually a similar variance request granted by this board on June 19, 2017 for a front yard setback variance on Beach Avenue for an entire front of a home. And not just an elevator appendage, and that was for parcel 72, specifically 334-23.06-72. And overall, the construction of the proposed dwelling together with the elevator will aesthetically improve the neighborhood and update the property in a manner consistent with the existing dwellings in the community. You'll notice, and I believe it was the second or third picture, there's another home that's being renovated nearby, so there's updates to other homes in the community. There have been no complaints about the proposed location of the elevator, and you'll notice as the last exhibit, the HOA has also approved the proposed location. And finally, the last criterion the variance sought is the minimum variance necessary to afford relief. The applicants are just seeking to build a reasonably sized elevator to accommodate access to their home. So in conclusion, I've discussed the land use history of the property, previous variance approvals, and the current variance request for the proposed elevator. The property owners, as I'm sure you can imagine, have faced significant hardship due to the lapse in approval, and I hope that you have a clear understanding of the facts that are in support of the variance request, and I thank you for your attention, and will answer any questions that you may have.
Mr. Williamson, it must be our youthful look here that Ms. Pete's forgot how long we've been on here.
I guess so. You do remember these? Okay. Okay.
I just had to throw that out there.
No, thanks. I couldn't remember. I should have looked online, but I didn't.
Questions?
So you said that this variance request is actually smaller variance than one
what
that was previously
granted by about a foot. So what in final design, the architect and Becker Morgan specifically, their group was able to shrink the design, and so they got an additional. There was a lesser encroachment into the setback there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
When does the 1 year time extension end?
It ends October 18 of 2024.
Okay.
Yep. So we've gone through this with Ms. Norwood as well as Ms. Hollis to be sure that we're
And they still think
compliant.
They'll be able to start before then?
Oh, yeah. So okay. There are also, I should mention, there have been partial permits granted for foundation only, and that's an effort to keep things moving.
Let's see if I got this straight. This board's heard two cases previously, is that correct?
That's correct.
The second case is the one we gave the time extension on?
That's correct.
And the first one is lapsed?
That's correct.
Okay. So the elevator was originally part of the first one and not the second one?
Yes, and the first one concerned a then-existing home. And so then it was determined to build a new home, and additional variances were sought that are still valid.
Okay, mm-hmm. So the last time they were here, they missed the elevator, and that's why we're back?
That's correct.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Evening.
Good evening.
Just want to confirm for the record, so the elevator's proposed to be on the Pierce Avenue side?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
And Pierce Avenue, I presume that's a lightly traveled road?
It is, yes.
And is there a edge of paving from the property to the property line, the edge of paving of Pierce Avenue, do we know, or is it
I think, and if you look at the picture that I submitted into the record, I don't know if you got a copy, but no is the short answer. It's graveled shells, sand sort of area.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you have somebody who's going to affirm your testimony?
I do, Mr. Bell. Okay.
Good evening, Mr. Bell. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Roland Bell, 3828 Village Park Drive, Chevy Chase, Maryland.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. You confirm that everything I stated on the record was true and accurate?
Yes.
Great. Did you have any other questions, Mr. Sharp?
I do not. Thank you.
Anything else from the board?
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12872 for Mr. Roland and Lisa Bell, and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12872 for Mr. Roland and Lisa Bell for the requested variance pending the final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. The property does have unique physical conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
And a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So they vote 5-0. Your case is approved. Next case.